Hey everyone, it's that time of year. That's right, Dave Meltzer's holiday training. I've been doing this for years. It's my favorite time of year, my favorite training, because it teaches the three components of giving. It teaches the joy of giving, the joy of receiving, and the joy of witnessing. You will see how the ripple effect occurs through giving. This is an incredible training that you're listening to, but I really want you to watch it. So go to my youtube.com/David Meltzer to check it out, video and audio. But if you're just listening, it'll be almost as good. Have a wonderful holiday, and remember, be kind to your future self and do good deeds.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
What is this training about? It's about three simple things, a lesson. It's a lesson that is most important in life, and it's a scientific lesson that I've learned, and it's one that I forget almost every day, but I have the ability to remember it. What I want you to do when you do this exercise is try to remember how much it means to you, how much it changes your life, how simple it is to be happy, and it's truly the power of Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's or Thanksgiving. It's the power of giving. It's the most powerful thing to give. And I could sit here in front of you all day and talk about it, and it's not going to work. But if I let you go out there and experience what I'm talking about, unconditional giving, and that's why I'm going to give each of your team captains money for you to give. So it's unconditional. There's no energy of a scarce loss, or it relieves you of all of that. It gives you that feeling that is the most powerful thing you can do on earth. Number one, when you give, serotonin is released in your body and mind. Serotonin is what makes you happy. So not only is it physically making you happy, but emotionally, energetically will make you happy, and it will start impacting your unconscious competency. Your DNA will make, you know, some people are just inherently happy. They're born happy. It's a quantum memory. I'm one of those people just blessed to be born with a quantum memory of happy. So my next life, I can keep advancing if I keep sending the right signal to my DNA, right? The epigenetic, keep activating the happiness thing, right? It all works internally from the conscious to the subconscious to the unconscious. And I want you to experience giving. So every one of you are going to have an opportunity to give. And then the person that's going to receive what you give, serotonin is going to be released in their mind, and you're going to experience a shared giving, a shared experience, physical, emotional, and quantum happiness. So you're going to feel good, they're going to feel good, and then you're going to feel even better because they feel good. The coolest thing that you're going to experience that I've witnessed is that the best part about giving isn't the two people that are interacting in the experience. It's the exponential experience itself that goes beyond the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious of the two individuals that are in the course of this giving experience, of this connection. Who here feels better than when they left? Who would say that they had a happy experience? The people that they met had a happy experience?
Oh, yeah.
People that were witnessing had a happy experience? You see how that all works? Who here had an emotional experience that was moved by it? Yeah? Anybody want to share their story? An emotional story? Anyone?
Paying for this mom and her daughter for their whole cart of toys. And as we were checking out, she turned to me and she said, she was tearing up, and she was like, I installed a new car seat for a new father yesterday, and one of the neighbors was telling me that it'll come back to me.
You know you can do that every day. There's stories, you don't have to buy whole carts of toys, but you know, if you live where tolls are, like, you'd be amazed if you just pay someone's toll behind you, if you're in a city where you actually can pay and it's not fast track. You'll be amazed, little things, if you go to Starbucks and pay for the person behind you and sit and watch how many people keep doing it behind you, behind you, behind you. Same amount of money is being spent that you would have spent on yours, they would have spent on theirs, they would have spent on theirs, but everybody feels exponentially better than buying their own. Little acts, little acts daily work within the continuum of who you are. It's sending a signal from the cellular memory that you have to your subconscious mind. It creates a neural pathway, creates a discipline, it creates a habit, it creates a being, a belief within you, and it sends a signal to your DNA, which is your code. Not only can you stop a chain of addiction or obsession or negative feelings that you may have, but you actually, you're creating a future chain, not just for you, but for your future self and future generations. They have medically proven, technologically proven that your DNA holds the memory of four generations. So if you can change your quantum memory, your DNA, you're changing four generations. What better way to change it than to get in the habit of giving, to being in the habit of gratefulness, of being forgiving, of being accountable, of being inspired? That's a whole purpose of this lesson, and you don't have to be 50 years old to experience it or understand it. You know, as you grow up and have your own kids, you should allow them to do those things. I have very vivid memories. My Aunt Marilyn, who's extremely successful, extremely wealthy, the most impactful thing that she has done for me is when I was with her in New York as a little boy, she wasn't taking me to the, you know, shopping at FAO Schwartz, which she did, wasn't going to all the museums, which I would have liked anyway, because I was boring when I was a little boy. All the other cool stuff about New York City, the food, whatever. It was, I remember packing up lunches and giving them away to the homeless. Still remember today. And there's stories about people, the ripple effect that you can have. You know, I know there was a story that I heard, somebody just let someone go in front of them at the grocery, and the lady started to cry. And the gentleman's like, why are you crying? She said, well, we moved here from Tennessee, and literally I told my husband, we haven't had an easy time, that if I didn't get a sign, we're gonna move back. The ripple effect. I have so many people that come read the books, the podcast, come see me speak, and they don't even know why they're there. And then it'll be years now, and they'll come back and say, oh, remember, I went there my whole life. It's just a ripple effect. You can create that inertia. All, you know, think about all the money you waste on stuff that's just not important. And what if you took $2, $3, $4 a day and created a ripple? Just pick up the coffee behind you, pay for the toll, all those different things. I'm making room for what I want so I can give it to others. That's the experience that I wanted you to have. I wanted you to understand the emotion, the biochemical reaction, the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious programming that occurs as a giver, as a receiver, and even as a witness. Doesn't take much to change your life every day. Consistent, persistent behavior. Reprogram yourself. You're not just helping yourself, you're helping your future self and the future generations. Right? Good deeds don't just stop the chain reaction that you've inherited for 4 years. It creates a new reaction for the next four generations. You're giving them a head start. You're giving them a lead. They're born with goodness inside of them. Some of us are born with challenges, obstructions, interference, corrosion. It's just within our nature. No matter, it'll still appear. And the only way to change it is through consistent behavior. And the easiest way to change it is to give. But also, I hope everyone learned about receiving. I continually work on it. You've got to be able to receive. The more you have, the more you can give. You can't give what you don't have. Don't feel guilty. Don't create resistance. Think about how the universe feels. If you're not open to receiving, the universe doesn't know any different. It's just going to give you what you want or what you vote for. If you're voting for not receiving, it's going to listen to you. Oh, I don't want to make Colleen feel bad. She doesn't like receiving. It makes her feel bad. Vote for what you want. It'll come and elect. What you do with it is what's important. I pray for everyone in here to receive as much as you want so you can give it all away and receive even more. That's the flow that we want. That's the purpose of this training. And I'm glad that everybody got to experience it. But let's just not experience it on Thanksgiving. Let's not just experience it on Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever you believe in. I do it every day. I forget to do it every day, but I also do it every day, if you get it. I forget to do it every day, but I still do it every day because I should be doing it more. You're given a million opportunities during the day to do this. No matter how much you have or how much you don't have, you have something to give. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.